Hey guys, welcome back to the 20th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to be going over all of the buffs, nerfs, predicting the future of Brawl Stars, and just going over some Q&A because I haven't been doing it for some time. So, I was actually just playing with Kaka. I'm pretty sure it was him, and we were winning quite a lot of things, and it was fun, and it was fun to play with him, so I definitely shout out to you. The new update actually just dropped just now, like some hours ago, I think, and it is looking really good. So the new season 24 starts in, I think it's 8 days, and there's a lot of things I want to go over about. So now we can see that there's rank, like the ranks are in the game and they look really cool. And actually, I am looking now at them and like they look super cool. They are interesting and fun, and definitely I'm going to be probably playing this a lot. The next ranked season starts in 5 days, so definitely be sure to check in on that. Now, if you haven't collected like some items on your in the trophy road, then it will show you a little like sign that says like pick it up. Mastery Madness just ended, which I'm really sad about because I got 2650. No. Oh wait. 4650 masteries. So I am really happy about that. I've been playing quite a lot like recently, so that is fun. The Hype Treasure Release event is like in, but it's like it doesn't show it, which is weird. Then the Basket Brawl is in the game now. That's cool. There's a new loading screen and there's a new background, so that's cool. And now actually you can spin your brawlers really fast, like you couldn't do it that much like that fast before. But yeah, so now I'm going to be going over the all of the patch notes, sorry. So I'm not going to be going over Elf Angelo, I'm going to go over Angelo and Melody. It's just because I've done that, and I probably might do a rundown of both of them, but we will see. And then the new hype charges, I bet you already know of them, and I've told you already. And the sounds of, and I'm not going to go over the skins too, because it's just going to be really, really long. And because this actually is the second time I am doing this episode, but yeah, I am going to go over the titles though. So for Angelo's Mastery title, it will be Bloodthirsty, and it is a really good one and definitely fits Angelo really well because he's a mosquito and mosquitoes like drink your blood, so it really fits him. Fearless for Melody, a Mastery title. So Fearless, again, it's a really good title. I'm not sure how it really fits Melody, but you know. Then there's another one, Timeless for Sands of Time Brawl Pass title, and then there's Godlike for the Ragnarok. And all of these ones make sense except for the Fearless one, and all of them are really, really good titles. And I hope I win the Nemo 300 episode giveaway, because then I'm going to be definitely getting the Ragnarok season. So the balance changes are, yeah, now I'm going to go over the balance changes. So the buffs, Duck, remove damage and healing full of depending on proximity. So basically before, if you were like not as close, if the brawler wasn't on top of you, then you dealt like the max damage, and if the brawler was pretty far away and you but still in your range, then you wouldn't deal all the damage. Then and now you deal it, now it's like it doesn't matter where you are, but you deal the same like max damage. So this will definitely help out Doug, but still I think they just need to rework him, and I am going to be doing a rework of the top 5 worst brawlers in the game, so definitely stay tuned for that. The next one is Griff. Increased main attack damage from 260 to 180. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did need it because he had not to when he was attacking, it was just really easy to like shred him down, and yeah, I think he did need this. Slight increase supercharge rate. This will, I'm not sure how this will happen, but maybe then his gadget piggy bank damage from 1300 to 1400. So neater. Increased Bruce's HP from 4000 to 4300. Otis, increased main attack damage from 440 to 460. Gadget fat splatter damage from 1500 to 1150. So that's, no, from 1100 to 500. So that's, again, a good one. I don't know why they needed to, like, increase his main attack, because, like, I thought it's really good and strong, but maybe I was, like, mistaken. Ash, increased rage gain from basic attacks, 130 to 150. Yeah, I don't really play Ash, so I'm not really sure how this will help him, but I guess any buff is good. Ruffs, increased main attack damage from 560 to 600. Gadget air support, increased damage from 1120 to 1200. El Primo, increased main attack damage from 360 to 380. Gadget, Asteroid Belt, increased damage from 2880 to 3040. Stop Out, El Fuego, increased damage from 1692 to 1786. Gale, increased super damage from 420 to 500. Slightly increased supercharge gain from super. Barley, increased super damage from 680 to 670. Slightly increased supercharge gain from super. Yeah, Barley is something like the top 5th worst brawl in my opinion. So any buff to him is pretty good. And they might have actually needed to increase his main attack damage, because it's not that good. And maybe his... No, I think his syrups are pretty good. Like, not syrups, but his gadgets are pretty good. Gene, increased main attack damage from 960 to 1000. Gadget, Vengeful Spirits damage from 1,536 to 1,600. Yeah, again, I don't play Jean that much, and I actually use the other gadget. So I think it's better, so not sure how this will help him. Penny, increased main attack damage from 940 to 980. Star Power, Master Blaster damage from 1316 to 1372. Nerfs. So the hype charges. Hype charges duration no longer gets extended by gaining supercharge during hypercharge. So yeah, this will definitely nerf hype charges a lot, and they won't be as good as they are now. And I really hope they make it so they're not as pricey as they are now. Actually, I'm going to check that quickly, one second. It's just because, let's see, I don't have a hypercharge for Crow. Wait, Crow's one of my heart. Yeah, let's see, how much did it cost? I mean, it's still 5,000. So, yeah, it's not the best. I'm actually saving up my coins to push, my Angelo, because like I said before, I think he will be really fun. But Melody, I think she will be much more fun than the Angelo. I did say Angelo will be fun, but Melody will be definitely more fun than like all the rest. So I am just checking right now. Okay, I need to get back into the patch notes. Okay, sorry about that. So let's see. Nerfs. Okay, so Fang, fresh kick, star power no longer charged hyper or kills on kills. So sorry about that, all your Fang mains, but Fang's not good anymore. Hyper charge, popcorn no longer gives supercharge. Yeah, this is definitely good. Reduced hyper charge popcorn damage from 100 to 50%. That's also really good of super damage. Decreased hypercharge damage from 20 to 15 per, or reduced HP from 4200 to 3900. And I'm not sure if this is like at max level. No, I think this is at level 1. So at max level, she will probably be something like 7000 or 800 or 8000, something like that. Not 10,000 like she is now. I'm not sure how much she is. I don't really play her that much. Sorry. So increased hypercharge damage from 20 to 25, decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26, and decreased hypercharge shield from 20 to 5. Lairin Lori, reduced main attack damage from 840 to 700. That's great. They were too OP. Decreased throwing range from 24 to 22 tiles. Amber, reduced attack damage from 220 to 210, and this is definitely going to be a massive nerf to her because she like really relies on her damage. Gadget, Dancing Flames, damage from 2200 to 2100. Buster, reduced main attack damage from 1400 to 1380. Cordelius, disabled jump gadget in the Shadow Realm. Well, I thought that's a bug, but I guess it's not. Colette, decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26. Yeah, this will definitely help her. Like, not like, this is definitely a good nerf for her. Decreased hypercharge shield from 15 to 5. Maisie, decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26. Decreased hypercharge shield from 15 to 5. It seems like they're basically just nerfing all the hypercharges, so that's kind of stupid. Decreased hypercharge speed from 30... No, Lou. Decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26. Decreased hypercharge shield from 15 to 5. Colt, reduced hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 35. Reduced hypercharge damage from 30 to 25. And decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26. Decreased hypercharge shield from 10 to 5. Bull, reduced hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 35. Decreased hypercharge damage from 10 to 5. And decreased hypercharge shield from 30 to 25. Dynamike, decreased hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 30%, decreased hypercharge damage from 30 to 25%, and decreased hypercharge shield from 15 to 5%. The changes, oh great, there's so many changes. Okay, reduced super projectile speed from 4200 to 3300. Increased hypercharge rate from 40 to 60%. Decreased hypercharge damage from 30 to 25. Decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26. Decreased hypercharge shield from 10 to 5. Edgar, Let's Fly gadget no longer charges hypercharges. So that's going to be pretty good. But I mean, I did just get Edgar's hypercharge from the last Mega Pig, and I'm kind of sad that they're doing this. But now the other gadget will be much better. Increased hypercharge speed from 20 to 24, and decreased hypercharge damage from 25 to 15. Decreased hypercharge shield from 25 to 15. Shelly, reduced the hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 30. Decreased hypercharge damage from 25 to 5. Increased hypercharge shield from 15 to 25. Spike, reduced hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 35. Increased hypercharge damage from 20 to 25. Decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26, and decreased hypercharge shield from 20 to 5. So yeah, it looks like they basically everything is for the hypercharges. Yeah, I'm scrolling down and all of them are, so bear with me. Jesse, increased hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 60. Increased hypercharge damage from 20 to 25. Decreased hypercharge speed from 30 to 26, and decreased hypercharge shield from 20 to 5. Miko, increased hypercharge speed from 20 to 24. Decreased hypercharge shield from 25 to 5. Crow, increased hypercharge multiplier from 40 to 60. That's going to be really helping him out. Decreased hypercharge damage from 30 to 25. Oh, increased hypercharge speed from 20 to 24, and decreased hypercharge shield from 25 to 5. Jackie, decreased hypercharge damage from 25 to 5, increased hypercharge shield from 15 to 25. Rosa, decreased hypercharge damage from 20 to 5, and increased hypercharge speed from 20 to 25. Okay, I finally just got through all of the balance changes, well, all of the nerfs and buffs. So, I'm not going to go over the maps, game modes, and rotation changes, but let's see. I'm not sure there is anything else important. So, ranked fame rewards. Oh, reaching a new fame rank now gives you a special rewards, including pins, player cons, and unique battle card backgrounds that looks different to for every fame rank. The background will always be the one associated with your highest fame achieved and can be toggled on or off from the battle card screen. Yeah, actually, I did put on my one, and mine is just the normal Luna one, or I'm not sure what it's called, like the normal one that's at the very first fame. So yeah, and I did actually get a profile icon, and I can't wait to get that pin because it's super cute. The new mode ranked. Power League is dead. Yeah, I'm not going to go over that. I think that's really it. Let's see. Oh yeah, other changes. Added physics effects of Ruler's Lobby animations. Tried spinning them around and see how they look. Yeah, I did check that out. It's really cool. I'm a person who loves those mini details, and I just think it's great. XP doubles. Base price reduced from 1,000 XP doublers to from 40 gems to 25 gems. Yeah, Kairos actually did say this on his video, but I still think it's pretty pricey, but I guess you can... Still not worth it. Added thumbs up down vote at the end of matches and extended the trophy road from 50,000 to 70,000 trophies. Wait, what? I didn't see this. I was reading them and I didn't. Oh, wait, it's 70,000 now. Oh, wait, whoa. I'm sorry, I'm just shocked. Oh my god, yeah, it's 70,000. It's 70,000. Oh, I mean, who has... I almost reached... Yeah, oh my god, 70,000? Jesus. Wait, does any of my friends have that? I'm sorry. Like, Nemo is the highest trophy, and he has 64,000. He doesn't even have... Jesus. Wow. I'm surprised. Like, 70,000? I think that's a little bit too much. I'm only... I mean, maybe for some players, but still. Jeez, sorry I just, like, went out of all of the thing, but, like, I was surprised. 70,000? That's not... I'm never going to reach the end. And I wonder what Lexus and Kairos's free-to-play accounts are going to say, because their goal is to, like, finish to 50,000. I wonder what they're going to say now. So, let's see. Okay, bug fixes. Oh, there's a lot of these. So, fixed an issue preventing players from switching brawlers in the Star Road. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sad. I didn't know that was a bug. I thought it's on purpose. Okay. Leon's clone will now show a hypercharge icon around him anymore. Leon's clone will not show a hypercharge icon around him anymore. Okay. Fixed spawn points not showing up in Map Maker. Fixed issue where Miko could be damaged while in the air. I didn't even know that. Fixed a visual issue causing Larry and Laurie's skins to overlap in the catalog. Oh yeah, I had that once. That was annoying. The torture is over. You can now skip the animation when receiving PowerPoints. Wait, really? Yes! I'm finally so happy. Yes! Great. Fixed a localization issue with Kit's attack values, fixed a mistake with Heist's description, and fixed an issue where skin W. Otis was causing the gadget Dormant Star not to silence enemies. So I have finally just finished all of it. I am happy about that. And actually, I'm really happy that I've finally done that. Yeah, that is really cool. Okay, so, I'll see you in the next segment. The next one will be predicting the future of Brawl. See you then. Bye. Hey guys, so actually now it is the next day of me recording, so my voice might sound a little bit different, so I'm sorry about that. Actually yesterday I was doing the recording like at 9 and 10 o'clock p.m. Sorry, I'm not sure right now, but I was doing it pretty late, and then I just couldn't end the episode. Sorry that I didn't get it out to see you yesterday. I'm probably going to be, right now I'm recording on Wednesday, but I will see. I'm probably going to record this one, post this one as a Thursday episode, so yeah. But now I am going to go over my thoughts of the future of Brawl Stars. So first I'm going to go over the OP Brawlers, then the terrible Brawlers, and then just some other things that I think that probably are going to happen. So the first one is the OP Brawlers. So Court Buzz, definitely, he is, he's been like a DC tier right now. So he's not the best Brawler, but I think that especially with his hypercharge, and it's a great hypercharge. I mean, you can basically be like Spider-Man swinging around everywhere. You can stun lock people, and it's like a really good hypercharge. And definitely, I think that Buzz, he will be like top top 5 brawlers in the game. So I'm going to be doing a best brawler tier list soon, probably the week after next week, because I will, like, we'll see then, or maybe next week, but we will definitely see then. So the second one will be BB. So she's probably going to be like a top 10 brawler. She's not going to, it's just my opinion. She might not be like, well, I'm sorry about that, some stuff fell down, but I'll pick it up later. So BB, her hype charge, again, it makes her really strong. She has, like, basically, her bubble splits into two when it hits people, and she can really easily cycle her supers like she has never done before. And I just think that BB definitely, I just think it will help her out a lot. The third thing is Cordelius. So Cordelius, sorry, my throat's really bad today, I don't know why. But Cordelius, his hype charge, basically, so with it, in the Shadow Realm, you have less, like, you have less reload speed, like, it's not that, not as fast as usual. You're slowing down with his hype charge, and you're, and you get a movement speed boost. So basically, it's just a free kill every time. And Cordelius, he's already been pretty good. He's been like AS tier ruler right now. And especially now with his hype charge, that actually, like, he could mute the hype charge, not mute them, but like, he could stop the hype charges with his super. And now they're giving him a hype charge to stop the hype charges with his super. So now he's going to be even better and probably like the top 2 best brawler in the game. And now at the fourth one, I'm guessing it's going to be Melody. She might not be good at the very first, like, glance and stuff like that. But when she comes out and people start to, like, actually learn how to play her, then I think she will become, like, one of the best brawlers in the whole game and probably be wrecking the meta. And one reason why I think this is because the same thing happened with Miko. So, Miko, he was... I'm sorry. I don't know why my throat's really bad today. But Miko, he was kind of, like, bad when he just came out, because nobody really knew how to play him. And I think it's going to be the same with Melody. It will have to be, like, a lot of strategies, how to, when to pop those notes in, when to hit your attacks, when to dash around. And I just think that Melody, she will be a she'll be a really hard brawler to play. Now, the terrible brawlers, or maybe not the worst ones, but, like, the top 20. And the first one is Fang. So, I think he has been really relying on his hypercharge lately. But even when he didn't have his hypercharge, he can get his, super fast, and he could get his triple kills and stuff like that. But I just think that Fang will definitely fall down into the meta with all of his nerfs. Maybe he'll be like a top 30 brawler in the game. Just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he'll be still a top 10, top 20. But just we'll see then. Next one is Hank, and he's been bad all the time, really. So, I mean, he's such a bad brawler. His build is terrible, and I'm going to be doing... I think it might be the next one episode, or I'm not sure which episode, but it's going to be an episode where reworking the top 5 worst brawlers, so definitely stay tuned for that. Second is Larry and Laurie. So, they have gotten, I think it's now 11 nerfs? No, 10 nerfs maybe? In total, 10 or 8, one of those. And because they got 2 now, and maybe they got 6, or maybe they got 8 before, I'm not sure, I don't really remember. But most of the last ones were to his to his health. Yeah, he did get a little bit, no, he didn't get any to his damage. Yeah, to his health, to his star powers and gadgets, and then something else. But now it has been to his damage and his longest range. So this definitely has put on a massive impact on... Larry and Laurie. So, I just think that maybe they will still be okay, but I'm pretty sure that they have been falling down in the meta right now. The fourth one and the last one will be Amber. So she really relied on her damage, and that's what they nerfed. And they also nerfed her Dancing Flames gadget, and I think they fixed the glitch where if you're right on top of it, then it deals 6,000 damage and basically deleted everybody. So Amber, she's been falling down also, so I'm guessing she's like a top 30 brawler. I would rate her a top 5 worst one, but that's just my opinion. Maybe she's like the best brawler in the game, but Now, that is wrapping up for the Brawlers. Now, I'm just going to go over some predictions that might happen, but, you know, we'll have to see later on. So, Brawl Stars is becoming and will be a really pay-to-win game. Already with all the early access, you can't win any games. Like, basically, when Flaring Laura and Ranked just came out, so you couldn't do anything because basically, if you didn't have a kid on your team, you would lose. There was nothing you could do. And the problem was, kid was behind a 30 euro, like 30 euros or dollars or whatever you call it. So, and then not many people I'm pretty sure, like, all the people who I know didn't buy it, but the ones who did, they basically got an easy rank 35 and gold free mastery title. So, I just don't think it's really fun. And also the Brawl Pass Plus, you can't buy it with gems anymore. That is also really annoying. So, Then the next one is boxes will come back. So this one is kind of interesting because they have said before that they will try to collaborate or like kind of do a collaboration with the China version. So basically, Brawl Stars is split into two versions, the China version and the number one we know right now. And the one we know right now, it has like it boxes are removed. But in the China version, they have boxes, credits, and I think star drops have been removed. I'm not sure because I don't play it. But yeah. So I just think that's going to the one thing I want to say, and I can't wait for that. Next one is the 3D lobby with fishing. So they did say something about fishing in the No Time to Explain It. I don't really remember because that was like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And 1 week ago. Sorry, my brain is not working today that well. But yeah, they did say that they might add a 3D lobby back into into Brawl Stars again, just like in the China version. And yeah, I agree that that would be really fun to just like, you know, sit around, chill, just talk with your friends. Maybe they could do it like in Fortnite where you have a microphone so you can talk with each other. But that actually now brings us to the next theory. And it's not really a prediction, but it's something that is happening right now. Brawl Stars is becoming like Fortnite. So it already has Map Maker and Fortnite has, you know, like there's like things that people make and then you can play them. It's not as different, like the one in Brawl Stars, it's not as different as the one in Fortnite, but kind of similar. Ranked is just being added, so Fortnite, they also have a ranked mode. I'm not sure. I haven't played Fortnite for 3 months now, so it's like a battling game, but that's not really because there's many battling games, but I just feel like Brawl Stars lately has becoming like, oh, my throat's so bad, sorry about this, it's becoming like Fortnite, and maybe that's just my opinion, but from all the new things that I see, is like what I think. And then last but not least, Brawl Stars will stop uploading updates, Brawlers, and all the stuff like that. But that is just, like, that's with logic sense because, I mean, Brawl Stars, every game at one point stops uploading. And, So that is actually wrapping it up for predicting the future of Brawl Stars. Now I am going to go into the Q&A because there's some episodes that I haven't done, like, I think there's 3 episodes that I haven't done, and there is one new one from episode 15. I ask, what has been your best and worst buy in Brawl? Isaac says, best buy was Crow Hyper Pack, and worst buy was Ladybug B. So, yeah, Ladybug B, I don't like the skin. I think the other one that's black and white, that one's really cool. But Ladybug B, yeah, it's a pretty bad skin. So, let's see. Oh, I can't get out. Sorry. The next one was episode 17, so Sneak Peeks, Power League, Revamp, Mythology Season, and more. So yeah, this one was crazy, there was a lot of it. And actually, the poll just ended, and it was, I asked, which skin should I get? Wait for Halloween and get Werewolf Leon, or save up and get Toon Spike? So what I meant by this, I actually meant White Wolf Leon, but, I mean, maybe you thought of that, or maybe you actually thought of the real Werewolf Leon, and then definitely I would press Werewolf Leon, but just wanted to let you know that. But actually now, this day's Q&A will be, do you think I should get Mecha Leon or White Wolf Leon? But definitely let me know that in the poll. So the Q&A, there was a lot of replies. Isaac says, I asked, do you have any episode ideas? Isaac says, video gameplay. Goofy Gamer says, 2 hours of then he says, that's it. Easton says, Rick Rollers, go over the most frustrating things that you have gotten from startups. We want to see you rage. Kaka says, all brawlers rank from the worst to best, maybe one rarity at a time. Yeah, I will start that. I actually did do episode not that long ago of the best brawler in each rarities and their best gadgets, so definitely go check that one out. Mara says, do a collab with me. I need your email. Mine is... Please don't... So, yeah, I'm not going to say what he said there because it is, like, confidential. It's his email. But, yeah, you might see a collab with him sometime soon. I am OP, who actually used to be... Can I get a Hoya? I think it used to be him. He says, Brulor, collab with Nemo. Give tips for starting a podcast. Maybe a video gameplay account breakdown. More Brulor. Troll episode, Rick Rollers. Go over the rarest items in Brul and Brulor. So, yeah, I have actually wanted to do the rarest items one for a pretty long time. But I just haven't had the, like, There's a lot of things to go over, and definitely in the Q&A, please tell me, like, please, any rare items that you have or that actually are in the game, and it will definitely help me out to make that episode if you want it. If you don't want it, then just don't care. Like, it doesn't matter about it. Then, now I'm going to go over episode 15. Episode 18. 15 crazy facts that you didn't know. So, there was 10 votes. For the poll was 10 votes. I asked, do you want a collab with Rogue Brawl? Two people said nah. Seven people said yes, of course. And one person said, I don't care. So the people who said nah, maybe you don't like Rogue Brawl or you just don't like video podcasts. But yeah, I guess that's kind of sad. But I'm still probably going to do it. So this episode was, the Q&A was crazy. And I asked for episode ideas because I've been running out of them. Well, I'm sorry about that. My phone and microphone just fell down. So, yeah, just put it back. Whoops. Oh, my stand is not... Okay, now I think... Wait, I'm sorry about this part. It's a little bit bad. But my stand... Okay, now I fixed it. Sorry, my stand was falling over. So, I asked episode ideas. And Isaac says gameplay. I am Mopey. I'm going to read your one last. Miles says play with me. Sorry I haven't seen your email. Chat is blocked. Easton says, I started playing Buzz Season. Your recording app may have thrown out because it was more than 15 minutes. G-Dog has those problems. Also, Kaka and you might be in different servers. So, yeah, me and Kaka actually have friended like 4 days ago, and he's such a pro. He's really good. So he's been carrying me. Thanks a lot, Kaka. And let's see. So, and yeah, we're not in different servers. It's just there's something problem with my friend code. And also, if you want to friend me, then remember, leave your... friend code in the description, in the Q&A, and I will definitely try to friend you. So, let's see, your recording might have thrown out. It wasn't that, it was that my email got blocked for some reason, don't know why, but now that's fixed. And then he says, I started playing Buzz Season, so cool. Yeah, I started playing, I think it was either Gales or Lose, but this isn't my first count. I think it's like my, I've got many, like, I've got 5 accounts that are just, that haven't, like, I've got 3 accounts that have not basically nothing, just, like, 1,000 trophies. Then I've got, one account that has 10,000 trophies, but I gave that one to my friend. And then I've got my account that has 31,000 and all the brawlers and the one you know. And then Kaka says, can you try adding me? Because I try your code almost every day, but it still isn't working. My code is 9. Yeah, you can just see that. So go friend him if you want to. Yeah, Kaka will have a lot of friends. So now I am going to go over the Mopey one. So this one is actually, I've been thinking about it, and definitely yes. So he says, Brulor, I've started writing a Brawlstar story about how Max became a superhero. And actually, I did start writing a story like a year ago about your origin of Star Park and Sam. No, not Sam. The origin of Star Park. And I've like stopped it, but now I've started doing it again. And I've put in Sam as the, like, main role. And so thank you for inspiring me to start again writing my old story that I had like a year ago. And then he says, are you in the US or somewhere else? I'm in New Zealand, so I could be a co-host or we could do a collaboration in the future. So if you have a podcast, then please tell me that in the Q&A. Maybe you just want to do a collaboration as a listener, but definitely if anybody wants to do a collaboration as a listener, then please tell me and I will definitely try to do it. Just there's a problem with the time zone, so yeah. And I actually live in Latvia, so it's not in the US. I think I'm like something like 9 or 11 hours away, like the time difference is 9 or 11, something like that in the US, but there's a lot of places in the US, so yeah. And you're in New Zealand, I'm not sure what the time difference is, but definitely just write in Google New Zealand and Latvia time difference and then like write to me what it is and maybe you can be my co-host or you can just do a collaboration. It'll be really fun and definitely I would love to. And yeah, so Latvia is actually spelled with Latvia. Yeah, sorry. Okay, now the last episode, episode 19. So this episode, actually, it wasn't like, it only got 11 plays, but I guess there's other podcasts to go over the Q&A, but I'm still going to go over it. So the poll was, is Brawl Stars your favorite game? And everybody says, yes, of course. So I asked, what did you think of the Brawl Tour? Ethan says, they are trying to make Cordelius more OP. And yes, I did say that in this episode. I definitely agree with you. Cordelius is too strong. Miles says, bro, Poopy Spike is a legend, and I completely agree with you. I know it's a 199 gem skin, but I'm probably going to get it, and then I'm going to, like, for make a cold or werewolf Leon. Ninkaka says, 10 out of 10 because of Poop Spike. So, now I am going to be ending this episode off. I just went over the Q&A, I was predicting the future of Brawl Stars, and I just did some I think it was some buffs and nerf readings. So again, this episode is going to be posted on Thursday and I'm recording this on Wednesday. Well, actually, I'm recording this on Tuesday and Wednesday. So my voice might sound a little bit different, but I hope you don't mind. Okay, so I'll see you in the next one. Remember to leave a Q&A and I will shout you out in the next episode. This is Pulsar, pulsating out. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm just going to be going over some announcements and Q&A. So I haven't been recording lately, so I'm sorry for that. And I'm going to go over why in this episode and just going to go over some things that I haven't gone over before. So before we get into that, Ranked has actually just come out, I think it was yesterday. So, that's really cool. I only have Silver 1, so, yeah, I don't really play it that much, and I've got screen time, so I can't play it that much. The new season's going to start tomorrow, which is really cool. I hit 32k, so, yeah, I'm happy about that. I've got bogeys, so that's annoying. Like, a lot of things have been happening. The rank star drops are out, yeah, there isn't a lot of things I want to, like, there aren't that much interesting things. But, yeah, let's just get into the main part. Okay, so, yeah, just the announcements and why I have been being, I haven't been recording. So, I've got a lot of things, I've got a lot of score. I actually have two other massive projects I'm doing. So, me and my friend, we have a music group, and And I'm writing a new song, so that's taking a lot of time. And also, there's another thing that is going on, but I'm not going to say that. But in the next one episode, I will go over that. So definitely tell me if you... I'm just not going to say it now because it's kind of... it's not finished yet. And when it will be finished, then I will definitely go over it. Sorry about that. So, yeah, my update schedule is going to, like, my publishing schedule is going to be, changed. So, I'm going to be recording on Wednesdays and Fridays, no, Saturdays or something like that. it's just because I've, like I said, I've got a lot of school and my school times have changed again. So sometimes my recordings might like go from different days to other days. But yeah, I don't really, there isn't that much things that have been going on with me really. I've been busy with school and stuff like that, like I said before. But yeah, sorry I haven't been recording. But I guess I'll see you in the next one. This pulsar pulsating out.